You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I can show you hundreds of videos in Seattle, New York City, Toronto, but the main videos, Germany, France, Sweden, the UK, where in the last 10 years, as you know, they had open, beautiful Christmas markets. You ever been to Europe? I mean, it is just magic. All the Christmas trees, the songs, the food, the people singing carols. And to the Muslims, it's like a fly to, you know what, or moths to flame. I mean, they come in, see that truck, and they just plow. Men, women, they've killed up to 89 in one attack. And then when one hits, more hit. Now that they put up these barriers, huge barriers up everywhere, without looking, I saw hundreds of videos the last week since the Christmas stuff came out in Europe of the Muslims pissed. Thousands, tens of thousands, marching in, screaming. People get stabbed. People get attacked. They beat people up. They attack. Their favorite thing is to stab babies in the face if they're in a stroller. That's their main target. And they just come stomping in, screaming, yelling, and saying that Christmas is evil, Christmas is bad. You have over 10,000 churches burned in the last decade in Europe. Almost every case is a Muslim. They won't even prosecute most of the time. Same thing in the UK. Now it started in Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. And then you look at the Philippines that the Muslims have been invading for 1,000 years. And you'll see 27 killed at Catholic Church. And then we show you the footage. You know, in fact, I'm going hardcore the next few weeks. I'm going to do a couple hours in the next few days. Just some stabbing, murdering, bombing, throwing people off roofs. We'll provide an hour just to show, because they film it, walking in with machine guns and just shooting Catholics in the Philippines and then grabbing the statue of Jesus and smashing it. And then all the footage in Europe and the U.S. where they come in and threaten the churches. I'm going to kill you as soon as I can. I mean, this is really nice. This is really friendly. This is really sweet. And the left's like, oh, they're mad about Israel. No. They just, some of them use that as the cover, but they got their own flags flying, all this stuff. So some people say, oh, we need to be anti-Israel all the time. You can dislike some things Israel's doing all day long and have problems with Netanyahu. I do. And not want to manipulate our politics and get us into wars. And then they flush the refugees. But it's like, I don't want to be bit by a cobra or a rattlesnake. It's two separate deals. You got a lot of populists and right-wingers literally saying, oh, no, Islam's not a problem. You're an idiot. Get out of your mother's basement. Learn. Wherever you're at, you're not seeing what's going on. My wife last week forgot something she wanted to get at the grocery store. I'd gone to bed early. I usually go to bed about 10 or 11, but I went to bed at like 9. Next morning, she says, I'm really upset. A guy in a bathrobe, you know, the Islamic outfit, she's at H-E-B, and coming out of the thing like 10 o'clock at night, and you know, she's attractive, and she wasn't all dressed up or anything. She said she's wearing yoga pants, and he sees her, you know, under the streetlight right there where she's putting groceries in, and runs up and says, you should not be out here at night. It is not safe for you. Someone could do something to you. You need to go home. You should not be out by yourself. And that's because I got all these imams saying, if a woman's out on her own, unattended, she's fair game. Because she has tempted you and she has committed the crime. And in their countries, they rape you. If you complain, you have committed the sin of adultery. You are executed. I mean, this is a nightmare, folks. Absolute nightmare. And back when I had a French bulldog, and before that, Labradors, I've been so busy, I haven't got another dog since my dog died of cancer. Captain, like 6-7 years ago, I hard to believe it. It's like yesterday. I have repeatedly had Muslims come up to me at parks and say, that is an unclean animal. You really shouldn't have a dog. And they believe they're telling you the right thing. They believe that's an okay thing to do. So It's not as if they're not tolerant. They're trying to conquer us. Yeah, and then the media always, oh, a car, a rogue truck did this, while they scream Allah Akbar and attack the New Orleans events in January of this year. So let's hear from the imams. An Islamic scholar in Europe urges Muslims not to celebrate Christmas, saying they can only drink egg punch. Why, if they hate Christians, do they invade countries? He's saying only if you're posing, because you're allowed to do that in the Quran, as not a Muslim, infiltrate, and you even drink eggnog. Look at this guy. Talking about Christians and others. And then this is just recent footage. She's very angry. She's at a mall and attacks a Christmas tree. And she's saying because it's not Islamic. More footage attacking, tearing down Christmas trees. London, you know, taking over the Christmas event. A couple nights ago, going into the Christmas event, throwing smoke bombs at people. Just goes on and on. I'll show you hours of that. Go ahead and play 68, 47, 34. I just marked these. 35, 38, 3. And then we'll get into some of the other areas. Oh, yeah. Skip over 54. Get to that later. 55. So 55 comes after 3. Because they were doing it in New York a couple nights ago, too. And again, here it's like, oh, we're mad about Palestine. Oh, yeah, right. No. You hate any religions that are not yours. Buddhism, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, Catholicism, Protestantism. It's in your book that everybody else has to convert or die. And that you can screw 9-year-olds. And if you have sex as a man with another adult man, you get executed. But if it's a boy, it's okay. I mean, come on, people. Come on, people. And the left loves it. In fact, there was clips I thought I sent of like all these liberal women are converting to it and how much they love Islam here in America. And you see the gay pride parades and the trannies going out for Palestine and Islam. I mean, these are Stockholm syndrome to the max. But why are the globalists allied with it? I'll get to that later. We'll continue on for another hour and 20 minutes. This is just a, by the way, this stack I got ready in the last couple weeks. This stack is bigger than all of these combined. This is the imams and their statements and everything. So this is probably 150 things. And I've only gotten about half of these stacks today. So I'm trying here, folks. I'm trying. So let's hear it from the Muslim scholars themselves. And again, oh my gosh, the patriarchy, capitalism, men having jobs, families, nuclear families are bad, but Islam's good. Because Western men have become cucked and have been taught to be emasculated and taught to have Stockholm syndrome, and now literal barbarian age psycho war cult is taking over. Who, by the way, is so incredibly inbred. Like, where are those clips? I know I sent them to you. I've got all these clips where they're like, no, it's good to marry your family. It's good. And then you have the majority of people with birth defects in Europe and the UK are Pakistanis. And it's mainly one group from one region. Where sex slavery is the main business. And women are literally like animals. And they say, no, it's good to marry your family. Because the Quran says so. I mean, do you people understand what we're dealing with? But just on Christmas, let's hear from the Islamists and watch them. This is just Christmas stuff they attack. You know what? This week, I'm going to give you churches all over Europe, all over the Pacific Ocean, all over Africa. We're going to show you them coming into churches in Sudan and Nigeria and just mowing men, shopping malls in Kenya. Problem is, there's just too much. I'm going to just, in fact, I'm going to say, if your discretion advised, it'd be like Faces of Death on steroids. I'm going to show you when they took over Libya, taking the blacks and making them eat dead bodies so they would go to hell under Islam and then blowing their heads off. Giant lines of just people being murdered in mass, them calling them raisin heads in Arabic, black scum. I mean, I'm just going to dig it all up and I'm going to give it all to you. So that left-wing and right-wing worshippers of Islam pecking at me, saying, oh, the Israeli work for them. No, I expose Israel all day, but we're not going to sit there and not cover other major issues. You understand? So let's go ahead and hear what they had to say about Christmas and about Christians. Here it is.
This is a reminder that celebrating Christmas is not halal. Putting up a Christmas tree is not halal. Wishing people a happy Christmas or a Merry Christmas is not halal. Putting up red, white, and green lights or clothing or decoration is not halal. Attending Christmas parties is also not halal. Giving people gifts or presents on Christmas is also not halal. Drinking eggnog is actually halal, unless you're doing it to imitate the non-Muslims. The reason for all of this is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum," that whoever imitates a people, then he is one of them. So as a Muslim, you should be confident in your religion. Be proud that you are Muslim. Don't try to be someone that you are not.
We see that the Christians celebrate the so-called birth of Isa alayhi salam, which is a pagan holiday. These rogue liars make claims against Allah Jalla wa'ala that are mind-blowing, so much so that hearts turn away from. The beginning of every Gregorian year, they make the celebration claiming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wife and a child. How can a Muslim after this celebrate, congratulate, intermingle with these kuffar, claiming that Allah Jalla wa'ala has a wife and has a child? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath is upon them. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala means, indeed you have brought forth a terrible evil thing. And do not fall, ya ikhwa, for the interfaith nonsense. These people will give khutab and come to the masajid, claiming that the Yahud are not kuffar, the Nasara are not kuffar. No one is kafir. We're all the children of Adam. We worship Allah differently. Brothers in humanity, don't fall for this, ya ikhwa. This is the new thing that is going on today.
You know, your radio listener, she sees in a mall a Christmas tree, goes completely insane, starts tagging. And they got, again, our little friends attacking Christmas trees all over the place. This is this year. They really love our culture. They really love it. And of course, this got adopted by Christianity. It's ancient Germanic tribes. Middle of the winter would bring in trees and light candles, you know, light fires on them, just, you know, wanting the sun to come back. It's pretty. It's nice. God loves it. It's not, God judges the heart. It's not bad, but not these guys. Under Islam, you can't have any idols, but they got idols everywhere. On top of their mosque, all over the place. What adorns the walls. Yeah, this is FF, the IDF. What's that have to do with storming Christmas events in England? Here they are a couple nights ago taking over in Brussels at a Christmas event, throwing smoke bombs, reportedly beat up people. There's Muslims in Times Square, New York. We will not stop until Islam enters every home. Play clip 55.
We're done hiding. We're done. We're done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be upon of Islam. And we will not stop until it enters every home. So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the Ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah! Of worship except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, and the God of the last and final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Oh, it's the God of that, except we have one prophet and we decide everything. And we also fight with each other all day whenever we don't have somebody else to kill. Since I mentioned, here's just a few clips of imams talking about how good inbreeding is. even though the majority of people in Europe and the UK with birth defects, look it up, are Pakistani because they're the kings of it. It lowers IQ, causes all sorts of problems. And I guarantee you, you go to that event in Times Square and you canvass them and they'll be proud of it. 80% of them don't even have jobs. But they're on a bunch of welfare and they're gaming the system all day long. You go to London and it's just Muslims sitting around talking, smarting off to you everywhere. It's just thugs in tracksuits and pajama outfits. And there are women with beekeeper outfits on, pulling their mask up and eating under it. I mean, it's just a sick joke. But they're superior because Muhammad, literally a slaver, figured out how to take over one town by coming in, being friendly, getting enough of his people in, then driving them out. And he said, oh, I'm God. I decide what you do. You can screw kids and we can take over. We're going to kill everybody and conquer the world. And it moved, expanded, destroyed all the civilizations in its wake. I mean, let me tell you, it's not like the people in the Middle East, the Arabs and those other groups there, and the people in Iraq were stupid. It was the center of technology and innovation after the Roman Empire fell, and so much of what we have today comes from the people who were there. But now the inbreeding and all the rest of it, it is scary what's happening. They are just wrecking everything, all because of Muhammad. I mean, just wow. Absolutely incredible. And I can even show you before this rebirth of expansionist Islam, Iraq, Iran, all over the Middle East. I can show you a bunch of, in fact, that's a whole show I should do, up to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Beautiful hotels, beautiful architecture, beautiful women, happy families. Yeah, they were Muslims. And they followed the moral angle of it, of not cheating on your wife and all that. But alcohol was here and there. Now it's destroyed. So it's very, very sad. Here's a couple of clips of imams talking about how great it is to marry your first cousin.
So, O Muslims, cousin marriage is way better than, you know, not a cousin marriage because I have Islamic proof. And if you do not take Islamic proof, then who are you to begin with, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had four daughters. Two of them, he married them to their first cousins. So then your elders tell you, hey, son, marry within your tribe. Marry your cousin if you can. They are right. They are calling you to sunnah. As long as the girl they're talking about is a practicing Muslim, it is upon you to marry her instead of somebody else.
Is it acceptable to marry my cousin? If you want to marry her, go ahead. It is halal. Now, for some reason, this is something people make fun of Muslims. Oh, go marry your cousin, go marry your cousin. Yo, bro, we marry cousins all the time. People have been marrying cousins for millions of years, bro. And yes, the chances of a birth defect might be increased, but it's not to the level where Allah knows us. Allah knows best. It's not to the level where it's going to be dangerous. My parents were cousins. Look how I turned out. I have brothers and sisters who married cousins. I have lots of people in my family who are cousins who are married. Absolutely not a single issue in any of my siblings' family ever. So, you want to marry a cousin, go ahead. You don't want to, go find a husband.
You ever see the movie Deliverance with Burt Reynolds? It's really good. And and the reason I say that is I've been in areas of Alabama and West Virginia when it was just such tiny communities that was inbreeding. And, I mean, you see the deformities. You see the people. I mean, they are all got genetic disorders. I mean, that stopped. British royals were inbreeding. They got totally screwed up. Yeah, that's what they look like. I mean, this is not good, folks. This is not good. Not good at all. Squeal like a piggy. So, wow. Absolutely insane. Let's go to these clips. Let's go to 72 and 73 with some of the history of Islam. And they give you out of the Quran the verses. You can go read it for yourself. And then I've got a bunch of clips here Believing in God is acceptable, but raping children is not. Listen to this. Then we'll play 50 and some B-roll of 70. Let's go ahead and play 72, 73, 50, and 70. Well, everybody's out partying. I'm doing this, folks, because I'm not going to be a slave. Go ahead and roll it.
Now, is this about assimilation? No, it's about domination. Here's a hadith, Muhammad. I have been ordered to wage war against mankind until they accept that there is no God but Allah and they believe I am his prophet. So in other words, Muhammad says there is to be war until the whole world becomes Islamic. Again, I ask you, is this assimilation? No, it is annihilation. Another hadith. I have been ordered to fight the kafirs until every one of them admits there is only one God and that is Allah and I am his prophet. Again, here we have a doctrine not of assimilation but annihilation. I call this the law of saturation. When Islam comes in, it's friendly enough, but over enough time, it rules all. And time may take centuries, but ultimately, they do not assimilate, but they dominate. Now, there's only one place where there's been migration that didn't continue and has saturated all Islam, and that was with war. There were 700 years of war in Spain. There was war in the Balkans and war in Central Europe. So the only ways that Islam does not dominate is when there's war against it.
Sharia law forbids assimilation. So it's almost like there's a clash here. There's a culture who is desperate to assimilate Muslims, and Muslim culture is desperate not to be assimilated.
Islam didn't come to be accommodated into a secular world. Rather, Islam came to establish itself and accommodate all other people within the fold of Islam as Muslims or Ahl Dhimma. Priority for them is for Muslims to be accepted in the West, so we can go about our lives in a secular, liberal world, allowing us to live as a bubble within this society so that we can pray, we can fast, and we can do what we want. But this is not what Islam came for. Islam didn't come for us to be accommodated in a non-Muslim world. Islam came to accommodate the world in Islam. Islam didn't come to be reformed. Islam came to reform us.
Islam hasn't come to fit in to the Indian system, or the French system, or the British system. Domination is when you have your own system, your own set of laws where you can apply.
I should be in charge. Me. I'm the ruler, not you. Like the government, the whole power structure, because Revelation said so, is illegitimate. The message of Islam is a political message that overturns the current power structure.
And puts you in charge. All right, let's stop there. Whole nother hour. And I haven't even given you the sickening stuff they do in the numbers, but you already know. That's why you've got to support this broadcast. I will take on the CIA. I will take on the Satanist. I will take on the globalist. I will take on the Chi-Coms. I will take on the Israel lobby. I will take on Hollywood. I will take on the corrupt elements of the FBI. I will do what is right. I'll take on big tech. I'll take on Big Pharma. I'll take them all on because I'm not a slave and I know good is going to win in the end. But when you see good men and good women fighting hard for the truth, you got to understand we're fighting for each other's shared future. And the Great Awakening's here. And I announce a crusade against all the forces of Satan, not just expansionist Islam. Please support this broadcast. Please buy the products at thealexofshore.com. The biggest sale in our history, bar none, is right now until tomorrow night, Monday night at midnight. Buy any product, the widest selection of Patriot apparel to spread the word, the very best supplements, everything is 60% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. And some of this stuff breaks even, but I want to get the shirts out there, the hats out there. I mean, 60% off these ball caps, like America First, that are so awesome, are not making any money, but it's okay because we want you to get the supplements, see how great they are, see reorder. Get ultramethylene blue, get Irish sea moss, get the Shilajit, get our turmeric. It's the best. It's incredible. It's all there right now for another 24 hours or so, like 28 hours or whatever. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. Be a VIP. You have even better deals. Now, the fourth hour straight ahead as we continue to expose the political world-conquering movement of Islam. We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss, gummies, and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
I was hoping